Stay hungry, stay foolish.
Show, we welcome Alma Jordan, CEO and founder of AgriKids. Welcome to the show, Alma.
Thank you, Aidan.
So let's talk about you before we talk about the product.
Well, I suppose me, I am what you would call a reluctant farmer's wife, in that I don't do brown bread making, or much to my mother's horror, I wouldn't be great around the kitchen at all. But when I became a mother in 2012, after growing up on a farm and moving and now living on a farm, I did realise that we had a very serious problem when it came to safety on our farms. And as soon as I became a mother, those safety concerns became, you know, more hard hitting and very much a reality. And as it then happened, in 2014, Ireland went on to have its worst ever year on record for farm accidents and farm fatalities. In that year alone, 30 people died on our farms, and five of those were children. Now, three of those children were under the age of five. And in August of that particular year, two children were killed in very quick succession, I think within about 3 or 4 days of each other. And that hit me hard. And at that point, I went looking for certain resources or tools that I could use in my own home to kickstart a really good discussion on farm safety and how to keep my little boy safe, because he was 15 months and he was absolutely passionate about farming even at that very young age. And because our home was a farm, I didn't want, you know, to keep him off a farm. I wanted him to very much grow up on the farm, but to equip him with the skills and the knowledge to keep him safe. So I realised that the resources that were available were very much targeted towards farmers and were not really taking into account a very influential audience, which were the farmers' wives, which were children, which were families, which were rural communities. So I set about creating a concept and a suite of products that I believed would be, you know, pivotal in bringing about dialogue and discussion in homes and in classrooms. And that's really where AgriKids was founded. I started writing a series of storybooks called Tales from Riverside Farm, and each story deals with a specific area of concern when it comes to farm safety. So they deal with machinery or livestock or a falling, and each of them are very real to a life. I called on a lot of experiences from my own childhood, and I packaged those experiences in a fun and engaging story. And I've brought out Mr. Brambles, who is a hedge sprite, and his friends Tom and Sarah, who all live on Riverside Farm. And Mr. Brambles basically helps the children when they get themselves into a sticky situation. I'm planning 6 books in total, and I'm bringing out my 4th just after Christmas, which will be called The River Raft. So no prizes for guessing what that one will be about. But as soon as I began to write the books, I realised that I had really hit on something. Mothers were getting in touch with me, grandparents were getting in touch with me, looking for more books and more resources. So I began to look at other areas that I could develop. And over the last 10 months, I've done workshops in schools and libraries for nearly 2,000 children, all on farm safety. I do storybook readings, and I do a 20 to 30 minute interactive session where I have brown fizzy water, which is our slurry pit. I dress them up as animals, and we talk about the various behavioural attributes that we look for within, you know, if a bull is getting angry or if a horse is getting angry. And we also talk about, you know, when a dog is happy and when a dog is not happy. And it's really empowering children. And the rationale is, through the work I did with Repack and the Green Schools program, we were key sponsors of the Green Flag and Green Schools program, and I saw firsthand how passionate children were about recycling and conservation. And I said, if they could bring that learning outcome from the classroom and bring it into their home, which they were doing, and favourably impacting recycling rates as a result, absolutely the same can be done with farm safety. And this is really what I'm striving to achieve. And I would love nothing more than to see farm safety on the curriculum and to normalise it, so that we actually can look forward to a much safer future on our farms.
Yeah, and it's funny because I grew up not far from where you're from now in mm-hmm. Julianstown. I was Gormanstown, which is only up the road. Kick of the ball away.
It absolutely is. Yeah, small
a good kick now. Yeah. But I grew up around that. I remember deaths, and I remember being my parents, the way my parents did it was exactly what you did. They told us stories about, I remember my dad telling me the story about this never-ending pit, that if you fell into it, you would sink forever. And it scared the bejesus out of us. And yeah, we wouldn't go near it. But also then there was tales, like there was horrific stories of kids drowning and in barrels of water and stuff like this. And I remember a couple of ads and stuff like that. But the thing is, you know, in today's world, those ads are less seen because we're not all sitting around the TV around, you know, it's not destination TV anymore. And there's a lot of noise out there. And it's funny because when I saw your product, I was like, we always talk about doing this for children, but it's the same for adults. We need to be, like the show is the innovation show. We talk about this on the show so many times that you need to immerse people or you need to tell stories because we're storytellers at heart to actually get us to ingrain what the process is or what the piece of knowledge is for it to really hit home. And what you're doing with kids has to be done with adults as well. And it's like PowerPoint slides death by PowerPoint instead of telling stories around a product, etc. So it's a fascinating space to get into and very timely. And you know, you feel, you know, it's great that you're doing this. And this is where I wanted to spread the word of what you're doing because I think it's great. And how did you get started? I mean, are you just doing this around managing your kids?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's 18 months. We launched in June of last year with the Department of Agriculture. The then Minister for Agriculture at the time, Simon Coveney, took part in our photo call. And it was really only supposed to be about, you know, bringing some storybooks and to allow children to share their learning outcomes with their parents. So for the books, they're very much the primary school market, but for 4 to 6 years of age, parents are reading these stories to their children at bedtime, and they're reading it to them at story times in a very social, very warm, very engaging session. And then the older children are reading the books themselves and sharing them with their friends. And this is the feedback that I'm getting from people now. So we're very much doing a whole cycle of a learning for adults and children working together. So even though my end user are children, my market is absolutely parents. And it's all about kind of creating all this discussion in the home on farm safety. And I've even started looking now at how else we actually learn and how else we absorb knowledge. And when you were talking there about, you know, the different ads we used to see on TV, I remember I was obviously a child in the 80s, and I actually still remember the TV ad of the child upturned in the barrel of water.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Two guys talking in the farmyard. We don't see those ads now. And I suppose it is because our screen space is so busy. We've got tablets now. We've got, you know, like our mobile devices. So that is why I'm actually a finalist in the Innovation Arena Awards at the National Ploughing Championships.
Congratulations.
This year, I was lucky enough to be a finalist there last year based on the AgriKids concept, but now I've gone AgriKids Digital. And we're currently developing a gaming app based on the storybooks. So all my characters are now being put into a digital game. And again, you, the user, the child, has the opportunity to help Tom and Sarah in the story to stay safe. So again, it's in putting children in the driving seat when it comes to bringing about safety. But it's kind of going now, you know, through a medium that they're actively using and actively engaged with. And at the end of the day, the future of farming, definitely for me, is very much an agri-tech sector. There are more and more farmers using mobile devices and handheld tablets for the day-to-day management of their farms, for compliancy, for traceability, for herd management, etc. So this, we need to start educating our children now on how to use these devices, because it is going to be their technology of the future. And for so many children living on a farm, that is going to be their enterprise of the future. So I have to learn how to use these. I mean, to have to say, developing a gaming app is a learning curve, the straightest learning curve there is. I'm having to familiarize myself with terms that I never thought I'd ever have to use. But, you know, when you take yourselves out of a certain comfort zone, it's amazing what you can achieve and what you can learn. 18 months ago, I would never in a million years have called myself an entrepreneur, not even a businesswoman. But now I've won silver in the Bank of Ireland Startup Awards. I won Loud and Meath Businesswoman of the Year in the emerging category. And I'm going on to represent the area in the national finalists. I was a runner-up in the FBD Champion for Change Awards. And I was also a regional finalist in the Ulster Bank Business Achievers Awards. And that's just in 18 months.
It's brilliant.
And it's Absolutely. It's mind-blowing, but my passion is all about farm safety and engaging with the children. And through AgriKids, it's an education, it's a farm safety educational platform for children, and it's all about engaging, educating and empowering them to become our farm safety ambassadors.
Yeah, and it's funny because I had a knowing smile there when you were talking about the parents reading the bedtime story. It's one of my favourite parts of the day, actually, with my kids. And we have a pop-up book about home safety. And
wow.
Jake, my three-year-old, asks for that book every night. Like, so either he has a morbid fascination with, like, it's a story of these bears, and in each room it's like what they need to look out for, like the rug and all this kind of stuff. You know, there's a bump in the rug. Whoops, somebody fell. When you pop up the story, he loves it, though. But, like, it's great that, you know, if I was to stand there and go, Jake, watch out for when the rug is possibly up, you know, that doesn't go anywhere. And this is what I mean, that when I saw what you do, I just saw such a parallel with business communication, because it's the same in business. Like, we're built this way, we're wired this way to receive the information if we're immersed in it or included in it or engaged in it. Same with media. You know, it's becoming less of a push medium and more of an engagement pull medium, and we need to engage. We need to facilitate that as much as possible. So the rewards are fantastic, because when you said about the Loud Mead Award, I was like kind of going, I wonder who's trying to claim you there, because there's a huge rivalry in that neck of the woods. It's like, she's mine.
Goodness, I'm actually from Kildare, so I tend not to get, you know, too involved. But yes, we're massive.
Pulling
rivalry.
And dragging. So what's next? How are you funded, by the way? Like, how did you get started that way?
Do you know what? I'm self-funded initially, and I put some money into publicising and producing the books. And then when I kind of realised the potential, I went looking for some funding. And it's amazing, as soon as you start, again, I didn't even do well in maths in school. I didn't even do business courses within my school or my college work. But as soon as I went looking for, you know, where do you get help if you are a startup, a whole world has opened up in front of you. So I obviously, first port of call, I reached out to, you know, a business network, and I came across the Network Ireland business network, and I became involved with the women there. And I ended up being on the committee as well, being their PRO. But through their help, they really kind of gave me the confidence to kind of go after what it was I wanted to do. And from that network, I got involved with the local enterprise office, and I found out what, you know, resources were available there. That led to me getting some mentoring. And then I became involved with the Innovation Arena last year, which opened me up to the world of Enterprise Ireland and what they could do for me. And from the Enterprise Ireland involvement, I took part in phase one and phase two of the New Frontiers entrepreneurial program, which I completed just there at the end of April. And this phase two of that does come with a stipend, where you are funded to the value of €15,000. And then from there, I went on and I applied for a grant, a CSF grant, and I got that, which I was absolutely thrilled, because that was a €50,000 cash injection, and was also a massive vote of confidence for the concept and what it could potentially do. So really, based on that, I'm through to the next round in the Seedcorn competition as well with Intertrade Ireland, which will open me up further to the UK market as well. And I've already been lucky enough to have some interaction with the UK and with Northern Ireland. I partnered with Ulster Bank and the HSE in Northern Ireland for this year's Balmoral Show, and we ran a health and safety competition for a farm safety competition for the primary school children up there, and we got them all to write their own short story using my characters, and we made our own Tales from Riverside Farm book, which we gave away for free at the Balmoral Show. So there really is no end to, you know, the potential of this particular concept. And to even look further afield into the United States, I mean, I'm talking at the moment with a few places in the US now, and all the concerns we have for farm safety here are shared globally.
Wow.
It's livestock, it's machinery, it is drowning. And it's, I mean, to look at the United States, I mean, we had five children killed in 2014. In the United States, a child is killed every 3 days. And there are, I mean, a child is 33 children are injured every single day. So, I mean, it's there's like 140,000 family farms in Ireland. There's 300,000 in the UK. There's just under 2.1 million in the United States. So all of these concerns around safety are shared globally. So for me, it's all about adjusting our thinking and breaking the cycle when it comes to farm safety, changing the behaviour, changing the attitudes. I mean, I still hear it now, you know, they'll be grand, sure, won't they be fine, it'll be grand, don't worry. But there are so many families out there who know that it won't be grand and they won't be okay, and they would do anything to take that back. And to be honest with you, that is really what drives me. It really is.
You know, it's a real black swan. You don't know it's till it hits you. And a question for you. So, because the reason I was asking about funding, so many VCs get in touch with me on Twitter, etc., and they just go ask the person, do they want funding, or are they looking for funding? So here's your chance. Like, so absolutely, if there's opportunities to get in touch, if it's an animation studio, for example, that might animate this, or a media company, etc., there's opportunities there.
There is absolutely opportunities for investment, especially as we're now going into this digital space. I mean, our game, we're looking at developing three games now. There's plans to develop another two, and from that there's plans to develop a merchandising range based on the characters. And we've also had some interest on the line of developing a cartoon series, but again, that all requires investment. And you know, I'm 18 months on the go, and there's no way I have that kind of cash flow to start funding that. But if I could start funding that sooner rather than later with some help, I'm absolutely open to that.
So Alma, where can people find you? Where can people find how to contribute?
Well, I've just launched a brand new website, agrikids.ie, and you will find my email address there as well, alma@agrikids.ie. And if you're into social media, which I now am, my Twitter handle is @agrikid, and just search for Agrikids on Facebook and you'll undoubtedly see me.
Alma Jordan, CEO and founder of Agrikids, best of luck to you and well done to date.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.